cow.
Wow. So here we go, third and two. Deckerville Eagles back again out of the pro set. Hands off to the running tailback. Second man through. It looked like that was 29. Matthew Buzzell, the senior, 5'10", 155 pounds, gets the carry in for some action tonight for the Deckerville Eagles.
Boy, going back to that Akron-Owen Gage game, you know, that's a rivalry game, too. That's not, you know, that's just not a non-league. That's a rivalry game.
Look at Deckerville Eagles have on the sidelines. Number 40, Jared Philpott standing there. Number 5, Austin Fritch standing over there.
Yeah, their evening might be done.
Brandon Patel is still under quarterback, back out of the I formation. Handoff again goes to the tailback. Looks like 29. Matthew Buzzo again for the carry. We'll pick up a few yards. Just running a blast right up the middle. Here comes number 6, DJ Fritch, senior in for the Deckerville Eagles.
I think Coach Brown's got some of his workhorses resting for next week.
29, Buzzo comes back out to the sideline. Second and 7 with 9 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 62-20, still got to keep looking at that score.
Halftime.
Owen Gage Bulldogs on top of Akron Fairgrove. You think they'll hit 100?
I tell you, it'd be hard not to try, wouldn't it?
Handoff up the middle, right off that left guard, and getting some wheels. 43. Wade Saldana, the junior, 5'8, 165 pounds, picks up a first down and then some.
That line, it's just whoever's carrying the rock back there, they've just got a beautiful hole to run right through, or a wall to run behind.
Well, look at Saldana. He got spun around, and he had his back to the goal line, still leaning towards the goal line, pumping his feet, and picked up another probably 8 yards even after running backwards. That's going to be first and 10 with 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Deckerville Eagles down in the Warrior territory on the 23-yard line, out of the I formation. Hand off right again, back up the middle. Warriors block things up. Hold the Eagles to about a yard or two on that carry. 19's inside there for the North Run Warriors. Adrian Tibbetts, 32. Shane Mauer. They had to be blitzing on that one. I can't see how they got inside on that so quickly. North Run Warriors putting some of their defensive backs are right in on the line.
And that's pretty much what they have to do.
They have to do that, yep. Quick handoff with the right side. Oh, what a stick! Shane Mauer. Man.
Wow, he just came off of that left corner, and he put a lick.
Was that Buzzo or Ridley? I think 28. That looked like Jonathan Ridley with the ball
carrier. I don't know who it was. I'm just glad it wasn't me.
That might have been Buzzo. But man, oh man, Shane Mauer come flying in from that defensive back position for the North Huron Warriors. Definitely the best hit of the night for the Warriors.
Yeah, I think he was taking out three quarters of frustration on that play right there.
So here we go out of the pro set for the Deckerville Eagles, strong to the left side. Ball on about the 20-yard line. Again, straight drive right up the middle for the Deckerville Eagles. You know, the kids out there, I tell you what, they're helping each other up.
I was just noticing the exact same thing.
Isn't it? I think that's just awesome. Score is 44-0. 6:30 to go. Running clock in the fourth quarter. Eagles just hammered it up the middle. Still 4th and 4. But everybody was down on that one, and whoever was standing up first was helping the other team up.
Yeah, I was going to comment almost simultaneous with you, Kurt. It's just very refreshing to see.
Some great sportsmanship both sides of the ball here tonight. Quick handoff on the right side and a big tackle there by the Warriors. Let's see where they mark it at. It's like number 88. Quinn Duda for the tackle. Let's see where they mark it. That was 4th and 4. Duda had him, I think he had him stopped short of the 4.
Looks like they're going to measure this.
Let's see how it goes. Are they going to bring the chains out? But they rolled them. Duda grabbed him, pulled him down right on top of him, and he still rolled a little bit. They should be marked at where they hit the ground.
Yep, definitely going to come down to the spot.
Now, Warriors need this stop.
Yes, they do. This would be a...
Chains are out, and what's the... Oh, hesitate, down. First down. Just
boy, he gave us a pump fake first, didn't he? I thought he wasn't sure, but sure enough.
I think he was looking up the radio crew. He said, boys, watch this one. I'll pump it, I'll pull it back, we'll pretend it's first down, and then after they say it's not, I'll pump it again.
Yeah, he just wanted to mess with the announcers and us.
So we're going to go first and 10, running clock here at Deckerville, 5:30 to go in the fourth quarter. The score 44-0. Deckerville Eagles on top of the North Huron Warriors. So first and 10, Deckerville with the ball on the Warriors 13. Deckerville again out of the pro set. Going to go to the second back through and bounces off. The Warriors stop them this time as they finally get in there and they do some gang tackling. Number 29, trying to get a little space. Matt Buzzo, but nothing there. This time Warriors plug it up.
You know, and it sounds odd to say, but when you stop these guys for 2-3 yard gain, it's almost like a small victory.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Well, it is. In many ways, it is. These kids have played really hard tonight.
It's kind of like, you know, our lives being Lions fans, we celebrate first downs.
Yeah, there you go. You know, if we could just stop the Lions games at the half, if we could just play two quarters and go home.
That's why I love the offseason. There's so much promise.
So back again now out of the I formation. Decker with the ball, hands off, quick handoff right up the middle. That's the number 43, Wade Saldana. It's a good run there, 88 Quinn Duda with the stop up the middle. That'll bring up a third and 6 as the Eagles are once again knocking on the doors. They got the ball right on the North Huron Warriors 10-yard line. Coach Fisher shaking some hands over there as he's putting some substitutes in.
He doesn't have many of them to put in.
And not many to play, put it all. Of course, is Noski walking off, 28 Justin Whalen. Trying to get some fresh legs and a little experience in there with 3:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Deckerville Eagles on the North Huron Warriors 10-yard line out of the I formation. Quarterbacks takes it, pitches it out to the right side. 29 with the ball and the carry, and he's getting a good run there. 29, Buzzo with the carry off of the right side. As he takes the pitch from the quarterback and runs it almost to the sideline.
A couple of those Warriors came in just flying to the ball. I mean, 3:22 left running clock, but you like to see the hustle. You like to see them not quitting out there and making the most of the time they're getting on that field, just like I know that some of these offensive players for Deckerville running hard. You know, you don't stop playing until the game's over.
24, Christopher Franzel in for the Deckerville Eagles. 28, Jonathan Ridley coming out. Number 9 back in there. Brandon Patel has been calling the signals all night long for the Eagles. 44-0 to score, 2:50 to go. It'll be 4th and 2. Deckerville's going to split a receiver out to the right side, hands off to the lone back up the middle, and they should have the first down. Let's see what our officials say. It's close to the goal line. Right now they've got it right on about the 3-yard line of the North Huron Warriors. And a signal for the first down. So we're going to be first and goal down on about the 3-yard line of the North Huron Warriors right there, Deckerville Eagles. 2 minutes to go here in the ball game, 44-0, the score. Deckerville with the ball, and you know what? The Eagles are just taking their time. They're letting that clock burn down.
Yeah, they're not going to snap it till they see that back judge waving his hands.
I give the coaches a lot of credit. They have played a good game. You know what? Anytime they've had a chance where they might have been able to run up a little bit extra, one or two extra touchdowns, which they might have been able to do here, at least one extra touchdown that we saw. And even at the half, the coach says, nope, take a knee. Burn those last 30 seconds, guys. Let's take it in.
Yep, and that's what they're going to do
right
here.
And that's what we're going to do right here. So that'll make it 2nd and 2 with 1:20. And the coach says, let's see if they do it again. I, you know,